Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 9 minutes past the hour of 9. Welcome to the social program on Radio Islam International. My name is Habib Bobat and inshallah I'll be keeping you company right up till 10 a.m. Alhamdulillah, we do have Maulana Ibrahim Bam in the studios this morning and we will be discussing chapter 10 of the book Enjoy Your Life. To tell us more about today's program and also to do a recap of last week, we've got Maulana in the studios. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah, Maulana Habib sahab. Last week we spoke about Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam interaction with the poor and how the hearts of the poor were attached to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he would gain their respect and love by his coming down to their level and showing them kindness and giving them dignity, something that we had touched upon and something that is very important. Bearing in mind the art of interacting with people, as deduced from the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the objective of this book, Enjoy Your Life. And he goes through, after how to interact with the poor, he goes through many categories of people with whom you are supposed to interact and how you are supposed to interact with your adversaries, with your slaves, your servants, etc. And it comes maybe not as a coincidence. We don't believe in coincidence, but the next chapter after dealing with the poor is how do you deal with the woman folk. And I said coincidence because August is regarded to be in South Africa in a month in which there is Women's Day. But we will look at that particular chapter after the break and after the adverts, inshallah. And a very important, and it starts off in a very, very, I would say sometimes in a provocative way, but something that we will have to maybe look at after the adverts.
Yes, stay tuned to Radio Islam International. Let me remind you, the SMS line is 48855. That's 48855. Alternatively, you could WhatsApp on 072-786-1548 or message Maulana Bam on 083-786-2859.
Africa, Africa.
The months and days of Hajj towards Eid al-Adha have arrived. Sponsor one or more Qurbani animals for those in need for just 750 rands per share in the most deserving areas of Africa, but just 1,700 rands per share in South Africa. The slaughtering of livestock overseen by AMA representatives is undertaken within these remote villages to ensure that the most needy experience the essence of Eid al-Adha. Call Africa Muslims Agency now on 011-834-8685 or donate online at Africa Muslims Agency at co.za. Africa Muslims Agency, the agency that cares.
Is your child rubbing his eyes or complaining of headaches, watery or itchy eyes? Eye care for kids begins at birth. At school, 80% of a child's learning is based on vision. When last has your child had their eyes screened? An eye test examines the internal and external structure of the eyes to coordinate care for hand-eye coordination in preschoolers, glaucoma, cataracts and retinal disorders, diabetes and hypertension. Trade Route Optical for a free vision screening. An excellent investment in your health. Two pairs of glasses for 699 Rand or buy one, get one free on selected frames. Trade Route Optical. Your eyes are our concern. Shop you too next to FNB 852 Eyes 3937.
December and January, Trihanam Tours with me, Saad Perak, and also my father. If you miss out on the first three groups, don't fear, as we still have availability on our last group, departing the 31st December and returning on the 17th of January. Our Trihanam packages for January, February, and March is also available. Book now and qualify for up to 1,000 rand discount on selected packages. 5-star Umrah packages from only 19,900 per person. Call now 011-0400-800 or 011-852-3335.
Santac, Radio Islam satellite signal provider, has once again changed our decoder settings. We have in place a dual frequency connection period, which means that both the old and new settings will work until the 31st of August 2015. As of the 1st of September 2015, your decoder will only work with the new settings. Under the circumstances, retuning may be done by the following. Oneself, using the DIY instructions on our website, www.radioislam.org.za. Bring your decoder in for retuning at Radio Islam's offices from Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in Lanesia, 35 Cuckoo Avenue. Phone our call center during office hours, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on 011-854-7022. and receive instructions on how to retune your decoder. If you are tuning your decoder on your own, you will require a TV monitor. Our technical team will be visiting different areas throughout South Africa. In Bloemfontein, on Thursday, the 13th of August, 16 Henry Street. Contact 079-831-1810. In Kimberley, on Friday, the 14th of August. Number 10, Nergis Crescent, Mogul Park. Contact 084-587-8668 or 082-815-6786. In Mahikeng, Saturday, the 15th of August. Number 14, Ganges Avenue. 078-677-8670. Technicians for the miscellaneous regions are Abed Boraji, 079-810-4390, or Isa Kanda,
078-675-5425. This is a social program with Maulana Ibrahim Bum. Call 011-854-1548. Tweet at Ibrahim Bum. Tweet Maulana Habib Bobat at Habib Bobat.
We are discussing chapter 10 of the book Enjoy Your Life, and the chapter is titled With Women. Today, inshallah, we'll be looking at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's interaction and how he would treat the women folk in his time. Well, now we can start off the chapter.
Yes, Maulana. First of all, I think we need to always, people say that many times you get people commenting. Sometimes they say it like in a joke side, they say, but many a times, many truths are said in jest. So they tell you, but you're always speaking about the rights of the woman. What about the rights of the husband? Well, we are following the book, and it just happens to be that this time the topic is on women, so we are going to keep it at that. Mm. Inshallah, when we do get a chance, we will also speak about how women are supposed to interact with their husbands and with men. Mm-hmm. That is something that we will speak about, but at this stage the topic is this. So since the topic is there, we are going to stick to that topic, and we hope listeners would take that into account. I just said that the author, Abdul Rahman Al-Arifi, has introduced this topic in, I would say rather provocatively. It's something that is very, very provocative, but it's something that it hits at the heart of a matter. Mm. And he said, my grandfather used to mention an old idiom which says, when one neglects his she-goat, she brings home a male goat. Which means that when a woman does not get her emotional needs fulfilled, she responds willingly to someone else who charms her. Now, that's a very, very strong statement to start off a topic that, but of course, it speaks about the importance of the emotional needs. Mm. Now, many a times, when we do speak about this topic and we do speak about the rights of the woman, we will talk about other matters. Mm. And many a times, people will complain and say that, when you do speak out to husbands or you speak to people that with regard to the rights of women, they would many a times turn around and say, but we are giving them so much. Mm. Look at the house she is living in. Look at the car she is driving. Mm. Look at what I have given her in terms of clothes. Go and look at her cupboard. Mm. And amazingly, the author doesn't touch upon that at all. When he says, and he starts off with this whole particular aspect, he says, when a woman does not get her emotional needs fulfilled, she responds willingly to someone else who charms her. The point of this idiom is not liken the man and woman to a male and female goat. Allah Ta'ala protect us, since a woman is a man's companion. If Allah has blessed the man with a strong body, he has also blessed the woman with strong emotions. Mm. How often do we see brave men and even leaders crumble in front of the emotional prowess of a woman? Allah has given her that particular type of situation that she can sway people with her emotions, she can sway people with her persuasive charms, she can sway people because of the emotional intensity that she has. Mm. But that also tells you another aspect, that if she has those particular type of charms and persuasion, she also needs to be emotionally fulfilled. And I think very, very aptly, given the fact that the book is on interacting with people, he has not spoken about the financial rights, which undoubtedly it's there upon the man. Allah has never kept a woman, in from a Shari point of view, that she must be independent in terms of her finance. Allah has kept her financial responsibility upon the male. That is the Islamic system. Whether it happens in today's time or not is a different matter. In fact, one of the reasons of the man being the protector, the guardian, the custodian, the authority, whatever you want to call it, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ, Allah Ta'ala says, وَبِمَا أَنْفَقُوا مِنَ أَمْوَالِهِمْ, because he is supposed to spend upon the woman. That gives him that authority, that gives him the protector's status, that gives him the aspect of being the one in under whom the woman is in custody. But here the author hasn't spoken about it, and he has spoken about the emotional needs. An important question that I will throw out to the listeners is that when we talk about the rights of women, how many of us consider that to be not only a right, but I would say perhaps a primary right, which goes beyond any other aspect? And very, very interestingly, when you look at the whole chapter, the author at the end of the chapter, and of course, obviously he has spoken about many, many aspects in this chapter, towards the end he had said, a woman can be patient with her husband's poverty, can be patient with her husband's unattractiveness and busy schedule, but she cannot be patient with his rude behavior. Now tells you that what perhaps what we are regarding to be her right, perhaps what we regarding to be the responsibility of the male, maybe, just maybe, we are missing the boat. It is not only the financial that we like to talk about. And as you, and I've seen this in many occasions. The moment you tell someone that a woman has complained, or the wife has complained about this, they will throw this back at you. But look at what she's got. Not realizing that there's another dimension, there's another aspect. And when the author starts off, he spoke about the emotional needs. Amazingly, that when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about the rights of women, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam istawsu bin nisa'i khaira. I give you wasiyat. I give you emphasis. I give you advice. Now you and I, we all know that many times when we go to ulama, we go to pious people, we tell them that give us advice. So here Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving you advice. I emphasize upon you, I make wasiyat to you to treat your woman kindly. Here again in this hadith, he didn't speak about the financial responsibility, which is there, undoubtedly. But he spoke about the emotional responsibility, the emotional. Professor Abdul Rahman Doi was a wonderful person whom we had the opportunity to interact, because the latter portion of his life he spent in South Africa. In his book, Sharia, the Islamic Law, he writes that الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. He said that the ulama of tafsir, when they have discussed this ayat, that the men are in authority, are the custodians, the protectors of the women, he says part and parcel of that being in charge, in authority, is to be able to take care of the emotional needs of a woman. And may I dare say it, that women tend to be much more emotional in every way than men. And perhaps that is the reason why Allah hasn't given talaq in their hands, because they would have acted out the impulses on emotion. And sometimes in these matters with regard to relationship, it is not only emotion, but it is the intellectual thing that we have to keep in mind. So I think this aspect that we are talking about, when we're speaking about with women, the author has correctly identified it as one of the aspects, and maybe we will touch upon it as we go along.
Interesting indeed. 011-854-1548, the SMS line 48855, or alternatively tweet at Ibrahim Bam. It's very interesting, Marana, and there's two scenarios here, Marana. If the wife and the husband comes from a poor background, and if the wife is complaining, the husband understands that because we don't have much amenities in our home, that is why she has the right to complain, and we can understand where she's coming from. But the minute the situation changes and there's more opulence in the marriage, and alhamdulillah they recover from that poverty-stricken situation, now the husband says, you've got no right to complain. we were poor, I understood why you were complaining. But now you've got no right. You've got a nice car, you've got a home, you've got vacations and everything. And I think that's where we're missing the boat. And like you say, Mulana, the emotional needs that a woman have is extremely important for a man to fulfill. So perhaps we can start off, Mulana, by asking what are the emotional needs of a woman? Because we have to identify what are the emotional needs, then only we can understand where we're going.
Well, to put it in brief, there's a saying of Aristotle that I remember reading many times, that one of the root causes of enmity is when a person feels slighted. So one of the root causes of enmity, hostility, fighting is when a person feels slighted. When a person feels his dignity has been impaired. And when a person feels his dignity is impaired, you will find most of the arguments that happen is because of that. When you look at road rage, right, a person cuts in front of you, right? Now, most likely, intellectually, you can argue that, listen, the man cut in front of me after 2 minutes, I'll never see him again in my life. That's an intellectual response. But the fact that he cuts in front of you, you feel your dignity is impaired, how you react. So if your dignity is impaired is a root cause of hostility, just turn the tables around. When your dignity is acknowledged, it's the root cause of love.
Ajeev kya baat kare.
If your dignity is impaired is the root cause of hostility, then if your dignity is affirmed and validated, you take care of the emotional needs of a human being. Then that becomes the root cause of every friendship, every love, every romance, everything else. You can take someone to the best of places in terms of a holiday, but if you have not given her the emotional security, you might pass by as complete strangers. Whereas you might go to not a 5-star hotel, a 2-star hotel, or maybe just go to a camp. But if there is that particular type of compatibility, you have given everyone that. Now, how do you do that? Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as in everything, was a master. He acknowledged people's feelings. He knew how to deal with people's feelings. I mean, a very famous hadith and very famous aspect that how Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to tell Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, I know when you are happy with me and I know when you are sad with me. You know, and you can take this particular aspect and throw it across the board. How many people know the moods of their wives? How many people know the moods of their mother? How many people know the moods of their daughter? But Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew that. He knew how to deal with each and everyone in the correct manner. So he told Aisha radiallahu anha, I know when you are very happy with me, and I know when you are a little bit naraz. I know when you are a little bit of anger. He said, how? He said, when you are angry, you said in your sentences, in the construction of your sentences, you say, by the Lord of Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wasalam. And when you are happy, you say, Rabbi Muhammad, by the Lord of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And Nabi Aisha radiallahu anha said, Ya Rasulullah, these are things that happen with the tongue, although the tongue sometimes expresses what is in the heart. But my heart is always full of love. In fact, even those aspects where you should say these type of things towards, whether she said Rabbi Ibrahim, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is to pick up that perhaps she is not that pleased with me today. That's a normal husband-wife relationship. You must bear in mind there is two aspects of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One is that being the prophet of Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the master and Sarkarul Alam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But to his wife, there's also a relationship between husband and wife. And we should never take away that dimension. Many a times people, when they look at that relationship, looks at some of the conversations, they do not understand that fact. Yes, he was a prophet of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was the greatest human being created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to the wives, he was a husband. And in that, and that is a that is a reason why Allah has kept it that way. Allah has kept that relationship in that way, that they not only looked upon him as a prophet, which of course was there, but they also looked upon him as a husband, and all of them were vying for the attention of him. So it made it easier for us to understand it. If they had dealt with him only as a prophet, we would never have been able to gain the experience and the lessons how to deal with husband-wife relationship. So this is such an important thing, and that is the very thing that we have to keep in mind, that it is sometimes not only the aspect of finance, not only the aspect of how much we have given, it's the aspect of emotional attachment, emotional giving them dignity, complimenting. Everyone wants appreciation, no matter who it is. No one wants to feel as if their hard work goes unnoticed or taken for granted. No one likes that their hard work must go unnoticed or taken for granted. Your wife does not have to clean the house, does not have to cook, but she does. And she does that on top of other things in her life. show that it is appreciated and you are thankful for the things that she does to maintain you, your wife, your family, your home, and etc. And a simple thank you and a simple jazakallah is a good start. And then, of course, anything can come thereafter.
Amazing indeed. And I think two words that comes to the fore from the entire discussion, Marana, that you mentioned. One is to validate their feelings, number one. And number two, that they should not be taken for granted. And I think that's the key principle, and that's the cement of a good relationship. That the husband, many times, Marana, undermines the role that the wife plays in the home. And he, sometimes it's done genuinely, and sometimes it's done unintentionally, but sometimes a husband does not take into mind that he is invalidating the feelings of the wife.
Definitely.
And so if a wife says, I was up so long and I was doing so much of work, so husband invalidates her feeling by saying, but what are you making a big fuss? I'm also leaving 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm stuck in traffic.
Definitely.
So when you invalidate the feelings of your partner, then emotionally withdraw.
Let's take another example. I mean, another example. A man gets up, and maybe now we can throw the lines open. We said that, I told her the first 10 minutes we will not take calls, but now maybe we can throw the lines open and people can tell us. Let me put a provocative type of question. Know your wife's feelings. And I'm not talking about the other way. The wife is supposed to know the husband's feelings. Yes, perhaps that also needs to happen. But the topic happens to be with regard to women, so let us keep it at that. How many people know their wife's feelings? How many people know their woman's feelings? How many know their mother's feelings? How many know their daughter's feelings? How many know the favorite colors of their wife? How many know what they like? So they'll cook. They'll know what you like, what you don't like. But if you sort of ask them what they like, they don't like. What about the aspect? You feel that I'm going every day, I'm wearing my clothes because I'm going to go out. Now, for those people whose wives are also working, perhaps there might be also a degree of working or dressing to be presentable. But let us look at the other way. The other way around is that maybe they sometimes, from time to time, dress up for you. But do you compliment them? The way you would compliment someone in the office, you know, that might be looking, which is not supposed to be right, but that it does happen in our community. So many, many questions that need to be asked. What is the aspect with regard to the emotional feelings? Are people responding to that particular emotional feelings? And I really feel that in many ways, if that particular matter has been addressed, many a times you will have a very happy relationship. And many a times when that is not addressed, you will find that you might say, I've given everything, but that doesn't seem to play as important role as this plays.
We'll give you some time to inshallah chew over it and get back to us while we catch up on this few commercials. Stay tuned to Radio Islam International.
The Indo Shopping Festival at the Pretoria Service Emerge Hall Lodium from 7th August to 16th August, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily, bringing you the latest designs from India, bridal wear, Punjabis, kurti tops, footwear, sterling silver jewelry, Kashmiri carpets, and much more. From 7th August to 16th August, Pretoria Service Emerge, 264 13th Avenue, Lodium. Free entry and secured parking, 10 days only, no extensions.
Santak, Radio Islam satellite signal provider, has once again changed our decoder settings. We have in place a dual frequency connection period, which means that both the old and new settings will work until the 31st of August 2015. As of the 1st of September 2015, your decoder will only work with the new settings. Under the circumstances, retuning may be done by the following. Oneself, using the DIY instructions on our website, www.radioislam.org.za. Bring your decoder in for retuning at Radio Islam's offices from Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in Lanasia, 35 Kuku Avenue. Phone our call center during office hours, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on 011-854-7022 and receive instructions on how to retune your decoder. If you are tuning your decoder on your own, you will require a TV monitor. Our technical team will be visiting different areas throughout South Africa. Schedule for the KwaZulu-Natal province is as follows. In Amzinto, on the 13th of August, Amzinto Muslim School and the Masjid area. Contact 039-974-1589. In Isipingo, on the 14th of August, Isipingo Hills Masjid. Contact 083-786-7616. In Stanga, on the 15th of August, Zakaria Muslim School on Mahatma Gandhi Street. Contact 082-578-6391. The technicians for the KZN region, Kasim Variaba, 076-934-3138 or Ismail Henry 073-372-0646.
الأخلاق مدرسة صارت أخلاقي قد ذقت النور بجنتها في حفظ كتاب الخلاق في صحبة أزهار فاقت في الصدق حديث الإشراق وأتيت لألفم لوحة ناشعرا بمداد الأشواق أنعم بغراس الأخلاق مدرسة صارت أخلاقي قد ذقت النور بجنتها في حفظ كتاب الخلاق في صحبة أزهار فاقت في الصدق حديث الإشراق وأتيت لألفم لوحة ناشعرا بمداد الأشواق
فأثير براءتها سحر أمثال رزينة أخلاقي وجنى تسبيك ثقافتها تأتي كالنبع الأخلاق فجوهرة تبدو كالضوء البراق وتفاؤل رغد يمنحنا بشرا في أقصى الأعماق والريوف تحلق مبدعة بسماء الإبداع الراقي وسجى تمتاز بإيثار وتبيع الفاعل بالباقي
This is a social program with Maulana Ibrahim Bum. Call 011-854-1548. Tweet at Ibrahim Bum.
Yes, we are discussing chapter 10 of the book, Enjoy Your Life, and we hope you are enjoying your life, inshallah. And you cannot enjoy your life if your partner is not on the same page as you are on. So we are discussing women and how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam interacted with them. Well, a lot of interesting SMSs coming through, Mala. If you allow me, I can take some of them. Or okay, this one reads, Assalamu alaikum, wonderful topic, alhamdulillah. My husband is a wonderful man. He is such a caring husband and he totally understands and recognizes my feelings and efforts all the time. He compliments me every day on my looks and on my food. It makes me the happiest woman in the world, alhamdulillah. And I must add that I'm a newlywed. Hopefully, inshallah, this remains throughout the marriage.
No, inshallah. When things start off, inshallah, well, we're always hopeful that things will. The only one thing is that people must not take one another for granted as they go along. Many a times it happens that when the children come, now it doesn't mean that we're saying that we must neglect the children.
Mm.
By all means, we have to keep in mind with regard to what the children are saying. But at the same time, also bear in mind that after becoming a parent, your emotional feelings don't go away.
Ajib.
And many a times, I mean, this aspect with regard to postnatal depression, for example, it is also perhaps a fear that now the children has come in, all the focus is going to be upon them. What am I going to happen to me?
Mm.
So I would say that, yes, as parents, we need to look after our children. The husband and wife need to give time to the children, need to also bear in mind their responsibilities. But in that, do not forget one another. And so when this lovely message that has come in, we say that, alhamdulillah, that my husband has got all this in the beginning stage of the marriage, just bear this in mind that let it continue, even when children come.
Mm.
Take out time out for one another, even when the children are around.
But there's a tendency also, Marana, that if I compliment my wife now, after a few months, she must know I like her food.
Mm.
I don't have to tell her every day. And perhaps you get caught in that also, Marana.
But that's not the right way. At the end of the day, we are human beings. We all the time need to be pat on the back. It's a natural thing. You know, for example, a student, for example, does a homework and he's doing it every day. Someone will just turn around and say, but you're supposed to do it. So what's a big deal?
Mm.
But if you compliment the student, actually what happens, he feels nice. He feels motivated.
Mm.
If there's no motivation all the time, what actually happens?
Mm.
I mean, there's no. We live on motivation. There's no doubt with regard to it. I mean, this whole aspect, this whole great movement that has started with regard to Tabligh, right? Mm. And everyone knows that how many people come. What is the cornerstone of that? What did Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatullahi tell people? He said, "Don't only speak about punishments. Don't only speak about telling people how bad they are. Tell people how good they are.
Mm.
Speak about the khubiyah. Speak about the good. Speak about the aspect of how much virtue Allah has kept in the good deeds they are doing." He said they will be motivated. Let us face it. If someone in a masjid only speaks about adab every week, you'll find that people will stay away from that masjid.
Mm.
I mean, one person one day told me, he says that my wife says, "You have already put us in Jahannam. Why must we listen to you?"
Ajib.
So I think this particular aspect of saying that, you know, it's important that we keep it in mind. It is a very, very important thing.
Alright, the lines are open, 011-854-1548, the SMS line 48855, alternatively 0727-86-1548. And the question we're asking you, why are the emotional leads so important? The ladies need to speak from their side, from the horse's mouth, as they say. Let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum, Mulana.
Alaikum salam.
Mulana, I just want to say, you know, there was a man who was married to many women, three or four, and throughout his life, these women stayed with him. And later on in the years, one of the women would ask why she managed to stay with a man for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that initially when she was young, well, it was also that he loved her and she loved him. And the fact that he was young, handsome, and also maybe rich, well, money does play an important necessary part in our lives. And along the way, the children came, and then they got older, and then his handsomeness waned, and his richness did not matter so much to her anymore. And at the end of the day, she realized that she stayed with him because of his character.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the character that endeared her to him. And while, you know, we all acknowledge that Islam is a way of life, with regard to our salat, we discipline ourselves, but why does it become so hard to discipline yourself when it comes to your character?
Definitely.
And many adults and many parents fail to realize that while they are lazy to discipline themselves, how do they expect to discipline their own children with regards to character?
Jazakumullah for that, sister.
Very, very important. Jazakumullah.
All right. As the author says, when one neglects his she-goat, she brings home a male goat. Really, he put it through very straight, Marana. Another message coming through, Marana. It says, Assalamu alaikum. I make shukr for a good husband, but I'm concerned about my rights with regards to intimacy. Well, I appreciate if you could kindly respond on this.
Marana, this is an important aspect of the life. I mean, it's something that I'm just sort of thinking whether it should bring this up. And maybe one of the callers and one of the questions that have come up with regard to this.
Emotion,
that's definitely an aspect of the emotions. Just let me say before I forget this aspect, you must keep in mind that a woman also comes from a background.
Mm.
Now, in her background, when she comes in, she has the affection of the father. She sometimes has the protective shield of her brothers.
Mm.
Right? So when she comes into your marriage, it doesn't mean that all of a sudden she doesn't need all those things.
Ajib.
Just because now she's a wife, she doesn't need the affection the father gave her. She doesn't need the protective custody and protection that brothers normally give sisters.
Mm.
Does it mean that now because she has become a wife, she needs to be deprived of those things? No, it's not. So the husband must understand that his role is not only to provide finance. His role is not only to be able to maintain his chastity by being with a wife, but also to provide that affection, provide the protection. And as none other than these things are things that sometimes we don't discuss openly, but is a reality that we need to be perhaps speaking. Obviously, we keep the modesty in mind the way we discuss it. But of course, there's a statement of Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he said that the way I like to, and he used to say, I like to adorn myself for my wife the way I like for her to adorn herself for me. Now, I do not know with regard to that. I'm not an expert on what is actually happening out there, but although you do hear from dribs and drabs and from pieces from social departments, from different organizations, that this becomes a very, very important aspect in relationship. Mm. And a woman are called, maybe perhaps saying that, what is it, only one side that needs fulfillment in that regard? And that fulfillment from that side, from the male side, might be something that is quick, might be something that does not require emotions to be part and parcel of the physical fulfillment.
Mm.
From the man's side, a man can perhaps sometimes physically be fulfilled without being emotionally fulfilled, but it doesn't work the other way around.
Mm.
That particular physical fulfillment comes hand in hand with emotional fulfillment. And the way Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu used to say, the way I like her to adorn myself, I like her to adorn herself for me, I also like to adorn myself for her. Now, is that ever taken into consideration? I don't know. These are the type of things that we are putting out.
Gee, so when I'm coming back to the question of this intimacy, and there's another intriguing question also after that. What would you say, Murana, to the sister?
Which one was it?
That he's a good husband, alhamdulillah, all round, but just in terms of intimacy, what rights does she have?
Well, what is amazing is, now of course, many times people will say, perhaps it's on a public platform, should you be discussing it? Well, these things have been discussed by none other than our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion told the Sahaba, don't approach your wives the way animals approach one another. So, the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, what is the meaning? How do we then? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, before approaching them, then send messages. Send messages to them. And they again asked, Ya Rasulullah, what do you mean by messages? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you normally do what is regarded to be in today's time, those aspects which enhances the feelings towards the actual act. Maybe for a man just to do the actual act might be enough, but you send messages to enhance the actual act. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke about hugging, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke about kissing, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke about touching. So these are just as important, perhaps more important for a woman than what it is for a man, because a man is outward and he might be able to deal with it, but a woman all the time is inward. She's feeling these type of things that are neglected. So what happens? It broods. And when it broods, it becomes more and more inside. And then it manifests itself in a different way. And all of a sudden she becomes abusive, rude towards you. And you feel that, why is she all of a sudden like that? But perhaps there has been a process that has happened because of her leading towards where she is. And maybe you have been neglecting what is not something that... See, this is another unfortunate aspect. These are what Western writers have spoken about. But this is the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Don't approach your woman like how an animal approaches, a male animal approaches a female. You know, this is not what Western writers have written. This is what our Nabi has said. And beyond and much before what they could even tell us, our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us etiquettes with regard to emotions, love, romance, even aspects with regard to intimacy way, way before what it has become even common or trendy in today's time.
Yes, if you neglect the she-goat, then she'll bring a male goat. That's what you emphasize and try and fulfill your partner's emotional needs. Well, here's a, let me retake this message here. It says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. The current crisis facing many Muslim women today is that they are single through either being widowed or divorced. How do they fulfill or receive emotional fulfillment, considering that most of them are financially and physically maintaining themselves and the children?
Yeah, I suppose it's an important subject. I mean, everyone needs an emotional fulfillment, and we can't deny it. The aspect of how that particular category of our society and community is going to be fulfilling that, it's a challenge out to the community. It's not a challenge out to any individual. It's a challenge out to the entire community. How are their emotional needs going to be fulfilled? As she said, that many of them have jobs. Many of them can look after themselves physically, but what do they do with the emotional needs? I don't have an answer to it. All I can say that it is something that people need to take into consideration. Actually, then what happens is they become vulnerable. When you become vulnerable, you then just sort of go with the flow. And when you go with the flow, anyone who might exploit that vulnerability and will exploit it, he will exploit it. And when they exploit it, then of course, the community then becomes judgmental. But of course, it's an important point that needs to be. And here's another. It's quite surprising. There's a lot of people coming out from the woodwork, Mona, so to speak. Mona, from what experience you are saying, it's so important. I have to agree, because when I ask my husband something, he says, I don't know, and doesn't involve himself in what's going on in our life on a daily basis. Money can't replace this. I know. I was down at one particular time, and husband wasn't worrying about with regard to what's happening in the house with regard to our needs. I took his credit card, I went to go and buy whatever I need. I came back and I still felt the emotion, the vacuum is still there. It means it wasn't money. So it was something else. And of course,
money can't buy love.
Money can't buy love. Very important.
Yes. The next message reads, when your husband is kind and loving to you every day, it makes you want to do everything to keep to keep him happy, right?
No, where do we get this particular type of notion that kindness is something that has to be done occasionally, or compliments is something that has to be done occasionally? I mean, where do we get this? I mean, the way you ask that question, people are saying, well, she's cooking her food. I told her she cooks nice biryani, so the next time she cooks biryani, why do I have to tell her again she cooks nice biryani? Mm. No. We clean ourselves every day. No one said, I took a shower, so why would I take a shower the next day?
Mm.
Well, I took a shower yesterday. No, it's something that we have to keep that in mind.
Mm. We go for a quick commercial break. Inshallah, when we come back, we'd like to hear from you.
When you're after a trusted brand like Toyota, you want the same kind of expertise and reliability you'd expect from one of their top dealerships. Before buying your next Toyota, come in and speak to the professionals at Freeway Toyota. Whether it's a Corolla, Yaris, Auris, or Hilux you're looking for, don't sign up until you've spoken to one of our highly qualified team of sales professionals. We will not only match but beat any written quote. Give us a call or come in for a test drive. 011-661-0000.
Assalamu alaikum, Yusuf bhai.
Assalamu alaikum salam, Musa bhai.
Yusuf bhai, I was kurbani no hu karwana. Bakra lawana ke hu.
Are bhai, I'm making one kurbani at home to keep the spirit of kurbani alive. And the balance of the kurbani I'm sending to Crescent of Hope. They make kurbani to all the needy, locally or internationally.
Are Yusuf bhai, mashallah, boharu bhai, boharu. Where can I find this Crescent of Hope?
Crescent of Hope, serving humanity for the pleasure of Allah. 137 Rose Avenue, Lanesia. 011-852-7370.
BEE, Broad-Based Black Economic Empowerment. How about Best Business Behavior, Exemplary Excellence? Have you had a good or bad experience as a client or customer? Or have you observed good customer behavior while running your business? If so, share your story, and here's one way to do it. Submit your experience of no longer than 200 words to ecofin@islamsa.org.za. That's ecofin@islamsa.org.za. And your story can be read out on the weekly Tajir Hour, only on Radio Islam International. Submission requirements. Stories should not contain real names of people or service providers. Stories should be submitted no later than the last Friday preceding the regular Tuesday at Tajir Hour. Please note that Radio Islam International reserves the right to select, edit, and air submissions.
Santac, Radio Islam satellite signal provider, has once again changed our decoder settings. We have in place a dual frequency connection period, which means that both the old and new settings will work until the 31st of August 2015. As of the 1st of September 2015, your decoder will only work with the new settings. Under the circumstances, retuning may be done by the following. Oneself, using the DIY instructions on our website, www.radioislam.org.za. Bring your decoder in for retuning at Radio Islam's offices from Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in Lanesia, 35 Cuckoo Avenue. Phone our call center during office hours, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on 011-854-7022. And receive instructions on how to retune your decoder. If you are tuning your decoder on your own, you will require a TV monitor. Our technical team will be visiting different areas throughout South Africa. In the Gauteng province, our team will be in Bertrams on Thursday, the 13th of August, 58 Kimberley Road. Contact number 083-452-4835. In Houghton, on Friday, the 14th of August, Masjid al-Furqan. Contact number 074-034-7860. In Marlborough, on Saturday, the 15th of August, 5 Islamabad Drive. Contact number 082-855-2677. Technicians for the Gauteng region, Ibrahim Shah, 079-138-4961. Molana Ibrahim Pirali, 074-034-7860. Abdul Haq Panchbhai, 074-786-7860. Safwan Khan, 061-257-5789.
This is a social program with Molana Ibrahim Bam. Call 011-854-1548. Tweet at Ibrahim Bam.
SMS Molana Habib Bobas on 07-222-18384.
We are discussing chapter 10 of the book Enjoy Your Life, and the chapter reads with the women, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's interaction with the women fraternity in his time. There are too many messages coming through. Let me read some of them. This one says, "Mashallah, beautiful topic, Marana Bam. Allah Jalla Jalalahu grant you everything of the best in both the worlds. Ameen, thumma ameen." And then she says, "You are so understanding about women, subhanallah." And then they got a tear, you know, the emoticon with a tear, Marana.
No, perhaps, carry on.
The other one reads, "Our marriage went through a separation and on the brink of divorce because of emotional and verbal abuse from my husband for about 2 years. He has since been diagnosed with anxiety and depression, and months ago, my husband seems to be making an attempt to change, but as soon as the threat of misunderstanding occurs, then it says, I am the one then screaming at him, feeling under threat. It's difficult to get over the trauma of in a few months after so many years. Please make dua."
Yeah, that's an important point. Okay, we can say that, listen, I've changed. Now let me do whatever. Now you do your own. But how does a woman go through all what has happened previously? And it's such an important point. Ya Allah. Jazakallah for this. You see, I suppose maybe by bringing these things up, and normally sometimes we don't, these things remain hidden. Now that it is there, people are sitting and talk. At least by talking about it, what happens is, I know a lot of people, when I go, you'll go out, many people will say, but why are you bringing it up? You're just spoiling the whole thing. You're spoiling relationship. I don't think you're spoiling it.
Mm.
You're actually enhancing it. Because if you are not going to bring it up, it remains in there. And then it manifests itself in the worst possible way.
Yeah, you just keep this in mind. The she-goat's emotions are not fulfilled and the male goat comes in. The next one is, "Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We stay in a joint family system. In our family, the male dominates. And sadly, I can see that the trait is carrying on with my son, who is just 6 years old, but demands the same like the elderly males in the house. And Mulana, when my husband has to show compassion or love in front of his parents, we get told that he has become a gulam of his wife. It's a reality that women are taken for granted and their feelings and wants are ignored by the males, thinking they providing you with your needs is enough."
Can I just sort of go into one? I think the important point, we all need, each and everyone need that particular aspect. People have, we spoke about the intimacy type of thing, obviously bearing in mind the modesty, we keep it to a particular limit, but it's an important aspect. Can you imagine what happens to the confidence of a woman who prepares herself in that particular regard, and the husband just turns around and says absolutely nothing with regard to it, doesn't show any respect, doesn't show anything with regard to the aspect in terms of dealing with it? What actually happens to the confidence of a person? What happens to the self-worth of a person?
Mm.
And I think these are important points. And another aspect, when a wife shows a husband less, above all, a woman needs love, emotional needs to be fulfilled. And when this happens, when a wife shows a husband less respect, he in turn shows her less love. What she wants love. You give her love, she will give you respect. And when you give her less love, she gives you less respect.
Ajay.
And when a husband shows his wife less love, she in turn shows him less respect. And the cycle becomes vicious and it repeats itself. Stop this prophecy before it becomes self-fulfilling.
Mm.
Show love and take care of your emotional needs of your wife. That's what she wants. Love her and show her and take care of her emotional needs despite her flaws and quirks. And she in return will respect you despite your flaws and your quirks.
Assalamu alaikum Mulana. It's funny when men have to listen to about how to treat women, they want to swap the topic. But when the woman jokes are on, they don't feel the same.
It's true, okay. Well, very important point that are coming out, inshallah, we hope that keep in mind, I mean, just bear this in mind. If you look at, I'm not saying, I mean, I can't generalize, there are people who have different types of situations. Some people, women are working out and they've got careers, many of our women are in the house. Now just bear this in mind, and I think it's something that the husbands sometimes don't take into account. It's the same thing every day, week in and week out. Not only is she bored, but she's also tired. She has to care for the kids, runs the household, then the husband expects her to pamper you. Just thinking about doing that every day, without any fail, without anything. Every day she is doing the same thing. And then if it's a working woman, many times she has to work and she has to come back and still do the same thing. So you have to sometimes take into account those aspects. They are doing the same thing. They are getting into a routine. They are getting bored. What other things do they look forward to? And if they don't have the support and the emotion and the love from the husband, can you imagine what happens to their life? Mm. It's just one tedious routine after the other. Then men also say, but you people like weddings. What do you expect her to do? I mean, there's one time when she gets it, at least she gets it, that's a different type of situation. But we never look at that from that way. Well, obviously, they like weddings more than what men likes it, because it's some change to their life, which basically is just been one routine. It's the preparing the children, cooking, making breakfast, making lunch, going to fetch the children, and then what? What do they look forward to?
Manana, listen to this angle, Manana. It says, unfortunately, it seems the generation of women under 40 are the product of a previous generation of mothers who were unfulfilled and fathers who didn't understand their needs, so they bred the be independent, don't be dependent on a man mentality. In a workplace, that's most common confession of the Muslima women.
Well, that's an interesting take. Maybe we should look at it next week. The fact that those, what age group they are talking, 40, the 40 group. Now, what actually happened? Would we say, and maybe from that particular message that has come in, would we say then that the younger ones would be slightly different? I don't know. Maybe something that we should chew about for a week. Sure. Maybe let me, I must add, many people will say, Buana, you're talking about the aspect of emotional fulfillment. What do you mean? Let me just give you an article that came through. Someone sent it to me, and alhamdulillah, it's something that we can understand from the men of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He say, fulfilling the wife, the emotional needs of your wife, is the manner in which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stood in front of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, so that his Mubarak body shielded her, and she could see the display of the warriors.
Ajib.
Fulfilling the emotional needs of your wife is the way Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam turned the glass after the Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha used to, and he turned it and drank from where she had drank from. Emotional needs is the way Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam covered Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha when they fell from the camel on their way home after marrying her. Emotional needs is the way Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wiped the tears of Hazrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha when she cried when a camel broke down on the way to Hajjatul Wida. And emotional needs and fulfilling the needs of your wife is the way Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Zammiluni, Dathiruni, to Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Emotional needs is the way Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to lie in the laps of his wife. And emotional needs fulfillment is the way Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to joke and play games and have races with his wives. Emotional needs is how Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to lie down with his wife for a little while before standing up for tahajjub. So where do we learn this from?
Subhanallah.
None other than our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Inshallah, we'll look at that document once again on Thursday. Mawlana, this one, we can end off with this one. Husbands are the best people to share secrets with. They'll never tell anyone because they aren't even listening. So, Mawlana, maybe something you can also chew over this next week. Inshallah, we can start off. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Madad, Emire Allah. Madad, Emire Allah.
Madad,